1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is still hovering over some Midwestern states, bringing warnings of unhealthy air. Air quality alerts have been in effect in 11 states this weekend, and New York City has already issued one for tomorrow. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
Going forward, it looks like that same general pattern of the flow out of the west-northwest across the northern tier of the country, southern portions of Canada, is going to continue for the next week or more. So it looks like we're probably going to have more smoke moving from Canada into the northern tier of the United States.
Authorities say a former U.S. soldier suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar is still at large and believed to be armed. The shooting happened Friday morning at the Al Bar in Anaconda, Montana. State Attorney General Austin Knudsen.
We believe this is an armed and extremely dangerous individual. I'm going to ask the public to be vigilant. This is still Montana. Montanans know how to take care of themselves. But please, if you have any sightings, call 911. If you see anything that looks out of the ordinary, strange, call 911.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked the International Committee of the Red Cross to deliver food and medical assistance to Israeli hostages held in Gaza. Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Two Hamas propaganda clips released over the past few days show two Israeli hostages of the 20 still believed to be alive, emaciated and weak. The International Committee of the Red Cross issued a statement that hostages must urgently receive the medical care and attention they require and repeated their call to be allowed access. Netanyahu said the videos show that Hamas does not want a ceasefire deal and that they strengthened his resolve to eliminate the terrorist group.
An odd find in New Zealand. A woman is under arrest after a child was found in her luggage. The BBC's Celia Hatton has that.
The arrest took place at a rest stop for long-distance bus travelers in the town of Kaiwaka. A female passenger had asked the bus driver if she could access her luggage, which had been stored in the bottom of the bus during the first part of their journey. The driver then noticed the woman's suitcase was moving. When he opened it, he discovered the two-year-old girl curled up inside, alive but extremely overheated.
A whale is dead after getting hit by a boat, and it was all caught on video.
Stay here, stay here. Oh my God, they're going over. Oh, man overboard.
Shut the motor off. It happened in Barnegat Bay along the Jersey Shore. The person who fell overboard was able to get back inside the boat. Officials say it was a mink whale about 20 feet long that was killed by the propeller. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shelley Pittman. A new study shows most faculty at Wisconsin universities and across the country have serious concerns about the consequences of holding and expressing liberal political viewpoints. Judith Ruiz-Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The study from Brandeis University aimed to understand what faculty thought about specific political issues and how they taught about them. Research scientist Graham Wright says they found that many hot-button topics rarely come up in classroom settings.
Less than 10% of the faculty we spoke to reported actively teaching about Israel-Palestine, and for three-quarters of them, it just never came up at all, despite all the discourse about these issues.
He says despite faculty being spoken of as activists, only about 20% of faculty included in the study engaged in any form of political activism or social media posting about current politically contentious topics. The Trump administration is targeting U.S. universities with intense focus on anti-Semitism and diversity viewpoints. Some campuses, including the University of Wisconsin-Madison, have faced federal investigations. Others experienced fines and funding cuts. Study co-author Professor Leonard Sachs says the research suggests these broad measures often affect faculty who aren't contributing to any perceived problems.
What goes on college campuses is very important, and it's now the focus of a debate that oftentimes seems unhinged where you have the attention being focused on a small number of people and generalizing it to all campuses.
Sachs says faculty should be viewed as allies, and he's concerned that the future of higher education is currently at stake. Despite the lack of faculty initiation, the majority of those in the study said they are open to students expressing alternative viewpoints in the classroom. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little haze in the sky today thanks to that continued wildfire smoke that is present across the area. Some air quality concerns as well. Otherwise, a little patchy fog giving way to mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 80s, upper 50s tonight, and mostly clear. Right now, it's 76.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, Alan Kopischke, into the studio. Then Appleton Bookstore owner, Kaylin Bavink, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco, your show about everything great about the great outdoors, the great state of Wisconsin. My name is Joel Clayfish. I have the honor, privilege, and all-around fun time hosting Raised in Wisco, along with...
Ooh, I have a question.
Wow. I was just going to give you the most power intro you've ever received, Danielle.
And you do that every week.
Okay.
But
do you have a problem with my intros?
No, it's a great intro. Listen,
okay.
Listen.
All right, do you two need to be separated?
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's exactly what I was going for. Can you do it like an announcer in the ring? The Raised in Wisco
sure.
part?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, why don't I introduce you like in the corner of the ring?
Should I stand up?
And in this corner, weighing
172.
Wow, I really screwed myself on that one, didn't I?
She asked for
Holy
it.
Holy cow.
I have no shame
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, weighing in at 175 pounds,
72.
The welterweight from Wauwatosa, the machine gun from... Madison.
Milwaukee. Manitowoc.
Oh, gosh, that was funny.
The chainsaw from Chippewa. Danielle Fairman. Woo. How was that?
Fantastic. I like the chainsaw from Chippewa.
I don't know.
Danielle is
like
a chainsaw.
Chainsaw this weekend, so I'm going to be saying that in my head.
Danielle Fairman, if you are new to the show, and welcome if you are, we are Raised in Wisco. We're heard throughout the state on the Civic Media stations, 23 of them in every major city in Wisconsin, across the borders, and we love having you with us. We appreciate it so much when you join us. We talk about food. We talk about what you can do in the outdoors, hunting, fishing, hiking, kayaking, camping, rock climbing, sticking your hand underwater to catch catfish with your hand.
Noodling with your
noodling.
Hand or
is that
a
what
fork?
It's called? That's right. My type of noodling, I'm Italian, so noodling for me is like eating pasta. With a fork. That's right. Stick a fork in me, I'm done. And this show would not be this show without the fame acclaim, award-winning culinary creator from...
Chippewa.
From where? Cudahy.
Good
culinary
one,
creator.
Cudahy.
Chef-free Ellie Lawton.
Chef? Okay.
Wait, okay. Why did you cheer for That's me?
I'm weighing in at the same class as Danielle.
And I'm actually really excited about this show because Chef Lawton's got fantastic ideas for recipes today. I'm excited to talk about. But first.
Do I?
Yeah. Well, you kind of gave me a hint. I don't want to give it away. I'm going to leave that tease to you.
It's a secret.
But I think it's a subject that hits close to home and in the hearts of everybody from Wisconsin.
Oh, we're going to sure
get to
does.
You're going to get excited about it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited tonight because show contributor Megan Salazar is here. Woo-hoo. Megan Salazar is going to be announcing the winner of our contest, our bag and tag your swag contest. I just made that up. I think
that
works.
Oh, my goodness.
That
was nice. Beautiful. Wow. Congrats
thank you, Dan.
On that.
Appreciate it. At least I got someone on my side tonight, Dan. Thank you. From the Peanut Gallery. Also,
time.
Megan's... can we call him your significant other?
Oh, no. Everybody look online.
Is there a label yet?
Oh. You're going to have to ask him. Oh,
okay. Dave's face is red. Dave is blushing.
Whoa, let's make it official on the radio.
This is so exciting.
Better than Facebook official. Better than Facebook official.
2 weeks in a row, you got me.
Official.
The downpour from down under, Dave Sella. More importantly, Megan Salazar's beau, BEAUX. That's precious. But no offense to Megan. You're not here because you're her boyfriend. You're here because you know lots about outdoors and hunting and fishing and stuff like that. So welcome to the show.
Yeah,
glad
we are going to talk
here.
About your relationship you the whole episode, yeah, the whole no. show.
we could. Well, we might.
I mean, we could.
How do you
actually
know we're not? We might.
We could.
And, of course, Noah Morris from Morris Original Productions is here.
Why am I so sweaty now?
Because it's hot in here. I'm a little bit sweaty, too.
That's what happens when people are put on the spot, Megan. You were blushing. He was blushing. It was just
adorable.
It was
a beautiful blush.
It was effing precious.
Oh, a little leg squeeze.
What
that means.
Oh.
I want to talk, though. One of the reasons I'm actually really
Mike's
excited.
Never coming back.
Bandit is in the studio tonight. Bandit has made his return. And I'm watching. I have a perfect angle of the sun coming in. And Bandit's standing there. And hair just falls.
Oh,
like a light rain shower.
Yes.
Hair falls from Bandit.
Bandit, say hi.
From Bandit, hair falls to the floor. This is pretty much... I hate to say this. They got the school supplies out. I saw Halloween supplies at a store.
Oh, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, don't say yay. It's too early for
Halloween. No, not for Halloween.
It was July
yes.
season.
That's what is thank you. That's what I'm getting to. We
Megan,
still
what did
have
you say?
The entire
that means hunting season.
Oh, yes.
We have the entire month of August left, but now is the time to get ready. That's why Dan Tim from Whale Tales is here.
Hey.
Let's see. The archer from Arkansas. The archer from what?
Ashapin.
Hey.
The archer from Ashapin weighing in at 347.
No. 222.
I was going to say kilograms.
Okay.
Doesn't
like that
convert appropriately?
I think that's worse, actually.
Yeah. None of us are good at math.
I think that
here,
puts me around 600 pounds, Joel.
You could be on that TV show.
My 300 kilogram life.
That's
nice.
There you go.
Good to be back.
Dan, it's great to have you back on the show. And what I'm excited about is you work for an archery outfitting company.
That's right.
And one of the things, and Kyle, who owns Whale Tails Archery, good guy. I've been in there. Matter of fact, you have outfitted me in a pair of my hunter hikers that I've been wearing religiously when I hunt. Very, very comfortable shoes, Crispies. From my Italian heritage, very most likely made by one of my relatives, I think.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Quality craftsmanship.
That's right. Quality craftsmanship in every
they
lace.
Sound crispy.
<They're->
Nice.
So when you're crunching in the woods, where are your Crispies? Dan Tim, you are a hunter. You're
That's
an
right.
outfitter. You're an all-around nice guy. But what I want to talk about is now we're into August. And I think when August hits, there's two types of reactions from those who use the outdoors. There are those who still think it's summer. And then there are those who cannot get their head out of the woods or the fields. Mm-hmm. And you're probably one of those. I think most of the panel here in the fishbowl are folks like
Bandit
that.
Bandit included.
Including
yes.
Bandit.
Waiting for September.
But it is not too soon, is it, to get out there and get outfitted? What is important right now that you should be doing as somebody who wants to hit the woods at the beginning of the hunting seasons? You got early goose and teal season, September 1st. That's 3 weeks, 3 weeks. Oh, I can't wait. It gets my skin to stand up. It really does. You've got deer hunting starting
like 40
in five
days,
weeks.
40 days away, I think.
What do people need to be doing?
Shoot your bow if you're a bow hunter, first and foremost. At least get your equipment out and look at it.
I do a lot of looking at it.
Yeah,
help my shooting.
Yeah, make sure you have everything you need, and then get out and become proficient with it again. If you haven't recently, now's the time. If anything looks, feels, sounds wrong with your equipment, folks like us around the state are happy to help. But you know, there's a large number of avid outdoorsmen in the state of Wisconsin, outdoors people in the state of Wisconsin that all want to get ready here in the next 5 weeks for everything they need. You might have your eye on a certain piece of equipment, and the more you see, the more you know about a specific piece of equipment, so does everybody else. Mm-hmm. So stores sell out, manufacturers sell out of various items. The new hot shiny thing that you might want could be gone.
What is the new hot shiny thing this year?
It depends.
That's a great question.
Yeah. So I mean, saddle hunting is always hot. That's
I bought one last year.
Yeah.
Have you used it yet?
I tried.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know,
sounds like we need to get into that
and aren't experienced in that, like me. What exactly is saddle hunting?
Sure. So saddle hunting is just a lightweight mobile version of getting up in the tree. Lots of run and gun or people that are going deep into the woods, they want to put their equipment in a tree and get it out the same day. It is essentially a harness, some climbing sticks and a small platform. So that's basic level understanding of it. There's of course some other things involved.
I'm gonna go ahead and say no thank you.
Megan and I we pass on
I'm
that.
Out
see, they
yeah.
have
I'm
multiple
out
different types of saddles, so that was
right.
my situation.
If it's going up at all, I'm
saddle
passing.
Ladder stance.
Yeah.
Yes,
saddler stance. Saddle
climbing
stance.
Tiny little platform, but I had to find the one with the backrest too. That was my situation. I had one where it just covered the bone.
Yep.
And I'm just standing there and I'm getting fall asleep.
Yeah, so, I would be.
And then my back hurts. I'm like, okay, well, I need something for my back. And then they actually make that.
If you're thinking about trying saddle hunting, now is the time to go talk to people, because you can learn. I mean, you can go down any rabbit hole on the internet and, learn just about anything you're trying to learn. Mm-hmm. But sorting through kind of who's paid to present this information and what's actually real can be mm-hmm. difficult too.
So Dan, your message is overall, people don't wait until the last minute.
Please don't wait.
And
until
don't
the
get
last
mad
minute.
If you wait till the week before and you go to hook up your
yep.
bow and you're missing a piece and you guys are out of stock because people are getting in and getting prepared now.
New strings and cables
yeah.
on your bows, on your crossbows. Now is the time. The custom ordered strings and cables, usually anywhere from 2 to 3 days to 6 weeks out from different manufacturers.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So 6 weeks out takes us into the season.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cow.
It does.
Yeah. We're talking
Ooh,
about
I'm
that
I'm
going to
get
already.
My bow ready this week.
Please.
Well,
what bow do you have?
Matthews.
Oh,
yes. I'm going to tell you what.
I wish I knew that.
Megan,
she has you.
I don't
you gotta look on your face.
But apparently I'm going to have to start because I was told that I need to. So
yeah.
what do
yes.
I even do?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, wonderful.
That's a great
guy.
Question.
Megan,
what does somebody, somebody do at this stage of the game if they want to get into bow hunting?
I would say, again, stop at your local archery shop. There's usually somebody there that's willing to walk you through the steps on what it takes to get into it and get you into the right equipment. It can be intimidating to walk into some of these places, but yeah. I promise you it's not as scary as it seems. Mm-hmm. And, some of the big box stores have a way of, having more people to take care of than they do time in the day. So, again, big plug for the local archery shops, full of experts that are willing to help out and answer all of your questions. Spend the necessary time with you to make sure that you leave comfortable with your equipment.
That is great advice.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to go in alone, because when I started bow hunting,
yep.
nobody in my family bow hunted, and I walked in by myself. Everyone was super kind. I got to test out a bunch of bows. I went the whole day. It was fantastic. Great experience. So go to the local archery shops. don't be afraid to walk in because it's their passion. So go and do it.
Yes. Yeah. Good point, though. Like, definitely set aside a block of time to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's a big decision and the equipment is all relatively similar, but also different. Mm-hmm. So you're going to find what works best for you and don't let anybody push you into something. If you don't feel comfortable with it, take your time.
Mm-hmm. I think that is key. Take your time. Make sure you're comfortable with the equipment. Get shooting. You got plenty of time to do it yet to get out there this bow season. I think that's great advice. I can't wait to talk about Weekly Wiscos because guess what's happening this week? The State Fair. We're going to talk about fair food. Woo-hoo. I can't wait. This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Sitting alongside of me, the bruiser from Bayview, Danielle Fairman.
What? I don't know if you want to call a lady a bruiser.
If they're a boxer, that's a great
name.
I feel like that means I'm aggressive.
And I'm not mad at that.
Oh, I thought that means you're like pretty big.
Oh,
like
I don't know.
A bruiser, you know?
Like, no, I think it means you bruise people up when you're in the ring.
Really? Wow.
Maybe.
I'm not a boxer.
You want to find out?
Hey, look. I'm just winging it over here. I'm doing the best I can with what I got.
We all are.
Chef, official chef of Raised in Wisco,
Ellie
Lawton.
Also a bruiser.
Also the bruiser from where else be in Wisconsin? Bloomfield? That sounds like
Bayshore?
Bloomer. The bruiser from Bloomer.
Wow.
Sure, why not?
Look at me go.
And I'm really excited today. We got Dan Tim from Whale Tails Archery. We've got Dave Sella, who's here, expert marksman bow hunter. She slays some major deer. Megan Salazar, contributor to the show. I mean, we got a packed studio here, but I love it that way. I like when people are chipping in and chiming in because I'm going to start off the Raised in Wisco. We're a segment late for the Raised in Wisco, but that's okay. This week, my Raised in Wisco is something I have.
The Weekly Wisco.
The Weekly Wisco.
Yeah, you said Raised in Wisco.
The Weekly Wisco.
The Weekly Wisco.
Which I have not yet experienced this year, but maybe I'll head out there next week, is the Wisconsin State Fair.
Woohoo, yeah.
I've been to other state fairs, and let me tell you, like the song in the movie State Fair, our state fair is the best state
There's
fair.
There's a movie.
No doubt.
Oh, it's a play. It's a musical, actually.
Oh, okay.
But our state fair is absolutely incredible. There's something there for everyone. And if you are an outdoorsman, an outdoorswoman, there's so much outdoors activities, including trying to catch fish. They've got one of those little trout ponds. You can try to catch fish there. There are outfitters there and just really cool, awesome Wisconsin stuff. So that's my weekly Wisco. Dee Fairman, what do you got for yours?
J.K. Clayfish. Mine is trails. I have talked about alltrails.com before, and we went on, Josh and I went on there previously, and we looked up the top 10 best trails, and Ice Age Trail at the Lapin Peak came in at number 10 out of all of Wisconsin.
Yes, it's fantastic. Great trail. So we can ride horses there.
Ooh, even better. Mm-hmm. We're starting from our bottom up 10 to 1. So next week we're going to the Balanced Rock Trail at East Bluff.
Heck yeah. Get out there. Use Wisconsin's trails. They are incredible. Chef Lawton, what do you got?
I took the I-94 trail to Madison because it has been very hot out. So I did my winter activity in the summer. I took the I-94 trail to Atomic Antiques and did a little antique shopping. So my weekly Wisco was actually inside. If you guys have not checked out that store, it's fantastic. You can spend all day there and you can spend all your money. It's wonderful.
That sounds fantastic. As you can tell, I love antiques. Megan Salazar.
We went up to Ocano. Dave and I went up to Ocano to catch walleye.
Okay, now, Megan, how romantic.
Megan and Dave.
Oh, my God.
The funny part, Megan's from all over the world, really. She's lived in Hawaii.
But I've lived in Ocano.
Well, because you say that with a very thick Wisconsin accent. We went up to Ocano.
I love Ocano.
She's from Ocano. But somehow she managed to get a half cousin in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
On my way, have.
That's perfect. That sounds great. What about Dave? You can share weekly Wiscos if you want.
Oh,
that would be precious.
Tell what you did.
So here we are. We're out fishing and everything, and Megan ends up catching a slammer of a sheep's head.
Nice.
This thing was huge.
I think they're beautiful.
And she's like, "Are we gonna keep it?" And my jaw dropped. Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, "Well, can we try it?" I'm like, "Yeah, we'll throw it right back in the water." And she ended up making me keep two sheep's head and what was the other one? Catfish.
Perfect.
And we got back to the cleaning station, and those two sheep's head were cleaned up so fast.
You were afraid of people seeing you.
I was looking over my shoulder like, what's great. Coming in here? And then I looked over my shoulder, and a couple of guys brought some fish in.
Don't be as scared, because we ate before this show, and Megan made the most unbelievable green curry fish over rice. Mm-hmm. And that sheep's head was absolutely, it might have come out of the water like a lion, but it went down like a lamb, that sheep's head.
She made me try it nice. Right away, and I was like, all right, I'm not going to tell her how it was because it was really good.
Yeah,
oh, I can't say it because, you know.
I think you need a shirt that says Sheep's Head Cleaning King on it.
Oh, Lord,
Dan, Tim, what do you got?
I'm gonna stick on theme here and just with the local club archery shoot. So we've been going out just about every week. The local archery clubs always host an event for the public where you can change the scenery, get different footing, shoot at different targets under different lighting. Something for everybody with comfortable ranges and different stakes where you can shoot to your ability as well. We went out recently, Tyrol Basin, Madison, shot the Beast Mode course. So you're going up and down the ski hill.
That's awesome. Yeah. I want to do that so bad.
Yeah, that sounds so fun.
And quick shout out, wiarchery.com. Great resource for every shoot in the state of Wisconsin.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yes, it is not too early. We're going to talk a little bit more about kind of food plotting, how you should be getting any land ready. We're going to have on our next show, we're going to be talking about land permissions, how to get those, the best keys to that. I'm really excited about that as well. And we're going to bring in our cooking segment early because I can't wait to start talking about state fair foods. We're going to talk about our favorites. We want to know yours. On Raised in Wisco. Country.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Air quality is still a problem in parts of the Northeast and Midwest from fires burning in Canada. CBS News Minnesota's Reg Chapman.
Officials say two reasons make the fires up north hard to put out. Most are in remote areas, and the prairie and swamp lands that are burning are dried out from years of drought.
A manhunt is still on for the gunman who killed four people in a Montana bar Friday. State Attorney General Austin Knudsen.
We want to find this guy. This is a dangerous individual who has committed an absolutely heinous crime against this community and these victims.
Former U.S. soldier 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown is identified as the possible suspect. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed new hostage videos. The BBC's Sue Montgomery.
Mr. Netanyahu said he told the head of the Red Cross delegation that hostages were being systematically starved by Hamas. It follows the release of videos of two emaciated hostages.
CBS News Brief, I'm Winnie Gillette.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Another victory in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series today in Washington against the Nationals. They beat them again last night, 8-2, a home run from Christian Yelich. But why did Sal Frelick have to leave the game after his second at-bat? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Well, Sal had to leave the game. That's a knee problem again, the same thing he had during the Chicago series, so where he missed three of the games. It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think.
NFL, the Packers under the lights last night in Green Bay with family night, nearly 60,000 fans in attendance.
What a great environment, man. That's great for our football team to get out there and experience our fans and in that environment. So I think everybody's juices are flowing to get to our preseason games and get the Jets here next week.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, some smoke, a low around 58. For Monday, mostly sunny, 83. Smoke sticks around Monday night with a low of 58, and some smoke on Tuesday with highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high around 86.
Right now, it's 80.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's time. Time for the pro to get everything for the job delivered. Large orders of lumber, doors, windows, paint, plumbing, anything the job needs, all from one partner. Get it today with same-day delivery. Get it tomorrow with next-day delivery on 50,000-plus products. Or get it on your timeline with scheduled delivery on everything from framing to flooring. It's time to get your whole job, all your jobs, delivered. Ask about all our new delivery options at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro, it's about time.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of Wisconsin. My name's Joel Clayfish. Sitting side saddle is Danielle Fairman. We've been together for many, many years hunting and fishing the great outdoors of Wisconsin,
and
Danielle.
And we'll continue to do that.
And we will continue to do that. And, of course, our culinarian, the culinarian crusher from
Caledonia.
Good one. Chef Ellie Lawton, a classically trained French chef who takes...
Bonjour.
Wow, you've been working on your French, I see.
Just that one word.
You know, George Ermert, who is the number one listener to the show, asked me about that today at lunch with him, and he said, how is Ellie's French coming along? And now I can report to him.
Well, George, it's still about the same.
You are nearly fluent.
Nearly. I like to mix them up like my ingredients.
That's not French.
I know.
Lo siento. So we love talking about food. We love having you along, and you can listen to Raised in Wisco on all your Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin, 23 of them. But Super D, Danielle,
yes. Hello.
If they missed the show live on Saturdays at 11, how can they catch it afterward?
You can catch us on Facebook, wonderful Facebook Live. You can see everyone's faces go red at the beginning of the show.
Ooh,
for yes. some weird reason. Yeah. You can also find us on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and maybe soon to be Instagram. We have our Megan Salad Bar.
I'm working on it. I screwed up this week.
Megan Salazar.
I really screwed up this week.
Megan Salazar is our media czar. Megan Media Czar Salazar. She's working on our Facebook and Instagram. In fact, let's do it. Let's do it right now. Megan's been running a contest for swag for the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo. Megan?
Yes. We have,
a winner.
We have a winner, chicken dinner.
And who is the winner?
Dale Steves from New London, Wisconsin.
Dale Steves from New London, Wisconsin.
My other old stomping grounds, by the way.
Where have you not lived,
by the way?
You don't know where New London is?
It's right next to Old London.
It's between Shiocton, Wapaka, and Maine. On the Wolf River. I lived on the Wolf River. It was fantastic.
Oh,
I'd walk
beautiful.
Outside my backyard and I would catch little baby sturgeons.
Oh, wonderful.
That sounds great.
Sorry you had to leave
French
that.
Fries.
Yeah.
Also, the sister city to Dublin, I think, for Irish days. So if you ever want to go to St. Patrick's Day, London is the place to go.
That sounds
fantastic. I prefer
fantastic.
Actual Dublin.
Yeah, me too. However, it's great.
It's great.
It is. It's a great,
I believe it.
It's a great place. Well, congratulations to our first ever contest winner. We will see you at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association.
Come find us.
What do they win, Megan? Us.
Oh, you win a hat with our new Raised in Wisco logo. You get some right wing sauce and two tickets to the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association Waterfowl Hunters Expo August 22nd and 23rd.
Awesome.
It's not 23rd and 24th.
No, it's 22nd.
Check your calendar.
Friday, Saturday.
Well, I better know the dates because I'm really excited about this. We'll be up there. I have the honor and privilege of being one of the cooks for the Fowl Life Provider Series. Of course, Chef Lawton is the official chef of the Fowl Life Provider Series Eat Wild Editions that you can hear on our podcasts. We will be up there cooking for folks, and I want to be... clear. This event sells out. It's free, but it's standing room only every year because we hand out free food. Believe me, I am not under the mistake that they're coming to see me. They're coming to eat. And this year we've got Chef Lawton with two very surprise, awesome dishes that you can see how to make quick and easy, and get free samples at the Wisconsin Waterfowl
Hunters
Expo.
As well, free samples at the Women's Zone.
And
I
didn't want to skip that over. Danielle Fairman will be there.
Yep, the Women's Zone. I'll be there with Megan as well. a whole bunch of other inspirational girls, but we also have cooking segments with free foods.
Yes.
Oh, free that's foods, fantastic. I cannot
Megan,
wait.
Megan, talk about free tickets, too, for the ladies.
So if you are a lady, if you want free tickets, just message us on our Facebook, and I will give you the code to get you free tickets to get into the Wisconsin Waterfowl Expo.
What Facebook?
Raised in Wisco.
Perfect. What other Facebook Perfect. Would they be looking
also,
at?
Also, the waterfowl the one. Only if one you want to come to the banquet's on Friday night, so purchase your tickets on wisducks.org.
That's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Folks,
Friday
there are
the
a
Expo.
Lot of benefits to going and following our Facebook page, our Raised in Wisco Facebook page. Please get on there and do that. And you will be able to win giveaways that we have throughout. And you'll better than that, you'll be informed. You can pop up the links on there and you can see photos of the goofy scenarios we put ourselves in on a regular weekly basis.
And all
and recipes.
And recipes, that's for sure.
Again, I messed up this week. Sorry, my bad.
That's okay, Megan.
No, not worried about that. Dan Tim is here, an archery expert, and we were talking about what to do for prep for the hunting season, which is literally now around the corner, 3 weeks away.
So close.
And I want to ask you about an odd question that makes some of us uncomfortable. Every year you hear about folks who have heart attacks, who have problems in the woods because they're not fit at all. They're not ready to head out. And that first time they head out, they forgot how long it took to walk to the deer stand. They may have forgotten what it's like carrying bags of decoys to the middle of the field. Do you have any advice? I mean, you appear to be a fairly fit dude, especially
that,
for
Joel.
A Wisconsinite. Yeah. You got a very full beard, which I appreciate.
Thank you.
As well. It's very full. We have, very,
curls
we have
out
bearded
the
men
mustache.
Here in the,
everywhere
in the studio today. What advice do you have as somebody who works for an outfitter who sells, you know, equipment for fitness, for being comfortable and safe in the outdoors?
I would say the preparation comes in the planning, right? So if you know about what kind of scenarios you're going to get into, get out there, and if your walk is a half a mile into the woods, you know, if you're gonna train on pavement, you double or triple that and carry some weight with you. We work with a lot of guys that that go out, you know, to the mountains, and that's extremely difficult to train in Wisconsin to go out west and hunt in the mountains. Guys do the best they can with putting on heavy sacks, you know, heavy packs and just putting on miles. But
your average hunter, yeah. I mean, I can tell you as a goose hunter, as an avid field goose hunter, I never anticipate that pack out after. And you know, a lot of farmers, and you want to respect farmers. And again, you got to listen next week. We're going to be talking about permissions, private land hunting, public land hunting, how to get those permissions, how to treat farmers. But I will say at the beginning of the season, I mean, my heart is at the push to its absolute limit. You do not realize how hard it is to carry stuff out of a field. And if you got a 100-yard walk carrying 100 pounds on your back, you're struggling.
Right. I think scouting is a great opportunity, too, to get out there now while it's a little bit warmer outside and go find your spots. Go look, see if there's deer sign or, you know, if you see the birds in the field, just get out there and get after it, really. Just go check out and see what's going on in the woods or in the fields or on the waters. But if you haven't been to that property where you're going to hunt, I think you're going to have a difficult time. And even if you've been going there for 20 years, every year gets a little bit more difficult if you're not putting in the preparation. And I think the right gear makes a big difference, too.
Definitely. Like footwear, you want to be comfortable, breathable stuff in the hotter weather.
Yeah, if you're talking about waders, too, some of those waders can be incredibly
heavy.
So heavy.
So hot.
Right, and you get stuck in the muck. That's no fun, right? So, there's great options. And I would just say get out and get after it. Start scouting now. You could take small steps. And, you know, within a few weeks, you're going to be there.
I will at some point tell the story of almost dying in my backyard in a set of waders and having to belly crawl in my underpants for about 200 yards. That was definitely...
You don't want to share that story now?
No, we don't have time right now. Listen to a future episode, but we'll tell that story. My advice along those lines is take it easy.
Take it easy.
Do not overly push yourself. Number one, no harvest is worth dying over. Number one. Number two, when you think, if your buddies are ahead of you, I hunt with a lot of younger hunters, and a lot of times they're doubling me up in and out of the field carrying gear. Let them double you up. Take it easy. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, plan ahead. Don't rush.
What I've found is, yes, don't rush.
Mm-hmm. Well, slowing down is never harmful in the field either.
That's right.
Know? Like,
that's right. You're enjoying the outdoors.
You
slow
never
down.
Scare away the game if you're going as slow as you can possibly
That's
go.
A fact, and that is great advice. And when you are coming in and out, you'll be surprised if you hunt regularly how quickly you get in better shape just coming in and out of the field a few times. Now. A
oh
very
boy.
Exciting. Well,
you're
okay.
So excited.
What do I? Why am I? Why do I get most excited, Danielle?
Because at the end of the day, Raisin Wisco is
a cooking show. Yeah. So
we're gonna talk about the foods that do the opposite of get you in shape.
Leave it to Chef Lawton. We're talking fair foods today. I'm really excited about fair foods. Yes. I want to start out. We're starting the cooking segment early because I think there's so much to talk about with the Wisconsin State Fair and fair foods that I want to get into it right away. I want to know everybody in the fishbowl's favorite fair food, first of all. I want to know if there's a variation of it you cook at home. I think that's something cool to talk about.
Yes.
But let's start with Dan. Dan, do you have a favorite fair food?
I'm going to be just a little bit classic here and go with the roasted corn and cream puffs.
Oh, you cannot go wrong with that.
I look forward to that every time I go to the fair. I know exactly where it is and exactly what to expect.
That's
Call
the
me
appetizer
boring,
and dessert.
But it's amazing.
I don't think that's crazy at all. Now, no. Megan Salazar, you're a bit of a foodie, so I'm curious to see what your fair food favorite is.
You'd be surprised. I love the Wisconsin Product Pavilion.
It's so
No,
wonderful.
I'm not.
It's
I love it.
So good. Like, I have to, if anything else, I have to get a potato and honey lemonade.
What about
and then
their
corn?
What about their grilled cheese in the pavilion?
You know, actually, I
it's
haven't
outstanding.
Had the grilled
cheese. I've had the omelets too.
Megan. And I've been there 20 years in a row. And
20
I have
years in a row?
Well, I get free tickets.
Does anything really say more Wisconsin than grilled then. Cheese?
No, but I get cheese curds, and I'm particular about my cheese curds. They got to be the cubes, not the curds.
Oh,
yes.
Interesting.
Okay. All
cubes
right.
are good.
The
All
cubes
right.
are
good.
Wow.
Cubes are good.
No.
All right, Danielle Fairman. What? Oh,
no.
Wait a minute.
We don't
for
want to
wait,
go
we
to
have
me.
To, Danielle's
name
take a minute,
is Fairman.
But this is going to take a minute. I learned hey. Something before the show about Danielle
this,
Fairman
yes.
that we're going to have to talk about.
I need an intervention.
Really? Yes.
What's the matter?
She hates
hate
the fair.
Fair.
She and she said she
oh,
hates the fair food.
Boy.
Fair food's too, in the.
But
she has the wrong friends.
But hold on. Hold on a second.
Maybe you just haven't
have
experienced
yes.
right.
This
good
is what
food.
Ellie was
so
saying.
People,
you were
don't...
talking about the produce section. I mean, I don't do the treats. I don't like those. The deep fried food, don't want to do that.
People, don't come after Danielle. She,
the lemonade,
she didn't
I do
know,
not like lemonade.
You didn't know about the pork producers, the Cattlemen's Association. Come on.
If there's
Danielle.
Steak on a stick, I'll eat it.
Oh, yes. Plenty of steak
is.
On
I
sticks.
Steak.
I love the
this
pork chop
steak.
Yes. On a stick. That's fantastic. I get that every year.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
But, yes, no, I have tried other foods, and it's just, I just eat,
okay.
like, two bites, and
I feel
toss
like
it.
This is her
Danielle,
other culinary corner
we
she needs to
is, Danielle.
This is a big one.
Here's what we're doing
mountain.
The next time we get together before a show. We're going to make a fair food and that you're going to be able to try.
All right, I'm in.
Look at just that fast, and it's the cooking segment time. I can't wait.
Calm
I get
down,
to talk
Joel.
About my.
Calm down. I can
it's
see you.
Food. It's
Jumping
my favorite dish. This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink. But there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
National Night Out, Fan Appreciation Night, Wednesday, August 6th at 6:35 p.m., wrapping up the season with a bang. National Night Out features equipment displays and games from WRPD, a replica police badge giveaway, Jersey Off Our Back auction, and a finale fireworks show. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witterfield in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and National Night Out, presented by Gamber Johnson, Tuesday, August 6th.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Scared to check out Raised in Wisco on every Civic Media station throughout Wisconsin, 23 of them in all, from the furthest corner of the north in Hayward all the way down to Racine. Raised in Wisco comes to you through the radio on Saturdays at 11 o'clock. You can check us out on Spotify. Where else, Danielle?
You find us on Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, and Apple.
Yeah, check us out. If you're new to the show, welcome. We love having you. One of the things that I hear about more than anything is the cooking segment. People love the fact that we talk about food. We talk about forage and field to table food. And today we're talking fair food. And that would be, I'd be remiss if we didn't. Chef Lawton came up with a great idea how to bring field to fair to table. And before that, I want Dave, who's joining us, to tell me his favorite fair food.
Davey Poo.
It's got to be something deep fried.
Yeah, well, they got everything you could ever think of.
Ooh, deep-fried Oreos are good.
Yeah, they sure are. Yeah. Deep-fried is the key. And make sure that you get yourself back in shape before you head out. After you eat the
Hit the gym before and after the fair.
My favorite fair food, I got to say, I got to get one of the Italian sausages that's got the sautéed onions and peppers on it. That's my favorite fair food today. Ask me tomorrow, it'll be something else. But Chef Lawton, what's your favorite fair food and what are we cooking today?
My favorite fair food, born and raised farm girl here, is definitely the Cattlemen's Association ribeye steak sandwich.
Ooh.
It is so wonderful and it's sliced perfectly, cooked perfectly, a little salt and pepper. Oh, I eat two of them every year.
Yes, I have had that. That's outstanding.
Danielle, shout out to all the Wisconsin farmers.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks to all of them. Things. They make the fair what it is. And you,
they make the world go around.
I'd be remiss too if I didn't say I really do enjoy going through all of the animal barns. I get a little, I don't need to spend all day in the animal barns, but I do like that's always fun.
Okay.
What are we cooking?
We are making venison corn dogs.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I definitely try that.
Okay.
Danielle's on board.
I'm on board.
You guys.
Well, if Danielle's on board, then it's okay.
That's right. Duh. Well, she's a tough one. That's kind of like the Life commercial. Hey, try it, Mikey. He hates everything.
Mikey likes it.
Mikey likes it. So, Mikey.
Hi. Hello.
You're going to try a corn dog.
My alter ego is Mikey.
Yeah, sure. Why not? For today, run with it. Jeff Lawton.
Do you want to talk corn dogs?
Let's
do
it.
Mikey, or what's
my
happening
bad
here?
You're on the Mikey right now. Tell us about corn dogs.
Okay, so when I thought about this recipe, I kind of got excited. So there's three different variations for the protein part. So first I'm going to talk about the actual batter, all right?
Okay.
So you're going to do 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1.5 cups cornmeal, 1.5 teaspoons baking powder, 1.5 teaspoons sugar, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. Megan's going to write all this down and throw it up on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
A
1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, a little more if you want it kind of spicy. 3/4 teaspoon salt, 2 large eggs, 1¼ cups buttermilk. And then you need 8 wooden sticks, like skewer sticks. Okay.
All right.
So that is our... What's wrong, Danielle? Oh, Danielle.
Danielle's getting very excited.
Danielle's getting super excited.
Chinese Wolverine. I can't. You have to be that for Halloween.
Okay. Let's get back on track here.
No.
So you can either have your venison processed into the wonderful venison dogs. Oh, my gosh. They're so good.
Love them.
Or venison breakfast sausage. The ground breakfast sausage.
Ooh.
Yes.
That sounds like a great idea.
Do a maple syrup.
Could do a pancake.
You can
batter?
Do y'all. You can take it any direction you want. That's why this is so exciting. Because you can just use the venison dog, right? Skewer it, put it in the batter, and then you're gonna drop it into oil at 375 for 2 to 3 minutes till it's golden. That's it. Okay. So that one done. So the ground version is to me the most exciting one. You're gonna take your bulk ground venison sausage. You're gonna form it around the stick, throw it on a sheet pan, and bake it at 350 till it's cooked all the way through. Okay.
Okay.
Let it cool down, and then you're going to do the same breading process or battering process. Put in the batter, dip it in your Dutch oven with the oil or pot or however you're going to, your deep fryer, whatever, for 2 to 3 minutes.
Can you pan fry these with oil in a pan?
Yeah, you can do. I've done them shallow fry. It's fine. You just have to turn them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, the third version, I actually haven't tried, but we talked about it before the show. Using a venison brat and cooking that and then skewering it, drying it off on the outside, because we talked about whether or not we were going to take the casing off. I personally would take the casing off before I battered it. You all said that you would just batter it with the casing on. So we're going to try it.
Oh,
and it's
going to
be amazing.
Yeah. I like the snap.
I do too.
You'd have this crunch, soft snap. Oh, boy.
So this
is the experimentation
recipe that we're going to do and report back to everybody. We're going to do it both ways. And then, of course, we're going to top it with awesome ketchup, some spicy mustard, some fresh herbs, maybe even
right wing sauce.
Boy.
But also, yeah. I was thinking we could put some street corn on top of these guys.
Too. Oh my gosh, yeah. That sounds unbelievable.
Yeah. Joel's gone.
So that's how we're gonna make the venison broth.
I think I don't know if other people experience this, but how am I full yet hungry? Why is my mouth watering when
it's
I'm stuffed?
We're friends.
It's because we're friends and we're from Wisconsin. And when you listen.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise. Vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. It remains hazy in parts of the Northeast and Midwest. CBS News Minnesota's Reg Chapman explains why.
Another historic wildfire season in Canada is to blame for those smoke skies. Canadian authorities reported 35 new fires on Friday and 16 new fires today, bringing the total number of active fires to 709.
A far-right Israeli minister visited and prayed at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site, drawing condemnation in the region. Jews are allowed to visit Al-Aqsa Mosque, but not to pray. The BBC's Hugo Bachega is there.
Israeli media are saying that this is the first time that he openly leads prayers at the compound. This is not the first time that Itamar Ben-Gvir has been to the site. Obviously, these visits are described as a provocation by many, including Palestinians also.
A crypto billionaire.